With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the U.S. has hit a dock facility along the shores. He wages a pressure campaign on Venezuela. President adds it's the facility where the boats load up the drugs. China has conducted war games all around Taiwan, simulating a blockade. BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald reports.
The government in Taipei has been swift to condemn the war games as having a serious effect on civil aviation safety and a challenge to international law. The Chinese military says it will carry out what's being called Justice Mission 2025 over 2 days in zones on all sides of Taiwan. Images released by China's Eastern Theatre Command to coincide with the exercises depict a shield and a slogan saying that those who encounter it will be annihilated.
Foreign ministers from Cambodia and Thailand convening with their Chinese counterpart Monday toward mediating their violent border dispute. BBC correspondent on Barras and Arathon.
Thailand and Cambodia on Saturday ended weeks of fierce fighting over a disputed border that killed dozens and displaced around 500,000. The trilateral talks in Yunnan province is also an indicator of Beijing playing a key role as an international mediator. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged the two Southeast Asian nations not to allow fighting to resume. The truce deal prioritizes getting the displaced back to their homes and also includes an agreement to remove landmines.
Survivors of that deadly train crash in southern Mexico demanding answers as the government vows to investigate what caused that train to derail. 13 people were killed, more than 100 hurt. This is SRN News. Catholics getting a new pope earlier this year.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lake Tahoe school district caught between competing policies in California and Nevada on transgenderism. High schools in California's Tahoe-Truckee Unified School District have for decades competed in the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association. But here's the problem. Nevada bars boys from playing against girls, while California actually allows the practice. This is SRN News. People probably don't stop to think just how much sugar they eat.
Up to 57 pounds per year, according to the American Heart Association. And the culprit isn't just glazed pastries and soda. Many products marketed as healthy can have a tablespoon of added sugars per serving. Nicole Lavina, a neuroscience and psychiatry professor at Mount Sinai Medical School, says to be wary of marketing terms that aren't regulated, like made with real fruit, all natural and superfood. Healthy grocery buzzwords like those often cover up an unhealthy amount of sugar. Along with saturated fat and salt, eating excess sugar is linked to heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and other health risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
Parts of the nation continue battling through a rough band of storms stretching from the upper Midwest through the Northeast, storm bringing blizzard-like conditions and treacherous travel in many states. More details at srnnews.com.